Okay, our friends. So we've been learning about some nature, some earth things this week that are important for us to know, right? And so to follow suit with the fun things we've been learning today, I've got a story for you about numbers. And not just any numbers, very specific numbers that have to do with animals. The book is called Lifetime, and the subtitle is The Amazing Numbers in Animals' Lives. The story was written by Lola Schaefer, and it's illustrated by Christopher Silas Neal, and it is read today by Mommy and
Alpha.
Alpha? Okay. All right. Alpha and Mama. And here we go.
Alpha and Beta.
Mm-hmm. Alpha and Beta. Am I Beta? Huh? Oh, well, never know. Okay. When we open the book, we can see a picture, and there is a spider in this picture, a very creepy looking spider on a leaf. And it says, in one lifetime, this spider will spin one papery egg sac, which is fragile, so don't touch. And in the picture, we can see the egg sac. It's a white, webby-looking sac.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Full of spider eggs. Eesh. In one lifetime, this caribou will grow and shed 10 sets of antlers. Can you imagine if you had 10 horns sticking out of your head that you would just break off every couple years? Can you believe that? Well, they do. They do, and they just leave them out in the field, wherever they were at. Kind of like how when you're little and you lose a tooth, and you say, oh, well, I lost a tooth, but you'll grow a new one, right? Humans kind of do something similar to that, don't we? In one lifetime, this alpaca will grow 20 different fleeces. Never chilly in this warm coat. And in the picture, we see the alpaca. Alpacas are really interesting looking creatures, aren't they? We've read a lot of books about alpacas. And they have...
Alpaca mama?
Mm-hmm.
Alpaca mama?
Yeah. And they have these super soft, it almost looks like puffy clouds that they fleece, that they take off of them. In one lifetime, this woodpecker will drill roosting 30 holes in the woods. The woodpecker is, of course, looking for food, right? And that's why it drills those holes into the woods. But quite a few holes, big ones they could even nest in, right? Yeah. In one lifetime, this rattlesnake will add 40 beads to its rattle. Did you know that? That they aren't born with a really long rattle? They make it happen. They grow more and more rattles on the end of their tail. And if you hear this rattle, you are too close. Step back, step away, because those are dangerous animals and they will hurt you. In one lifetime, this female red kangaroo will birth 50 joeys. So many happy birthdays. And of course, we know a joey is a
baby.
A baby kangaroo. And she's going to have 50 children. Holy macaroni. In one lifetime, this bottlenosed dolphin will use the same 100 teeth to grab food from the sea. Isn't that incredible? They don't get new teeth, huh? And the slipperier, the better. In one lifetime, this giraffe will grow 200 inches, which is 508 centimeters tall, and wear 200 spots on its body. That's 100 spots on each side. Did you know that that's how tall they were going to grow? Can you imagine if you were 200 inches tall. That would be way too tall, wouldn't it? In one lifetime, this alligator will build 22 nests and lay 550 eggs. In my opinion, that's too many alligators. In one lifetime, this giant swallowtail will visit 900 flowers, sipping nectar. That's pretty sweet. In the picture, we can see it is a swallowtail butterfly. Isn't it a beautiful butterfly? Mm-hmm. And we call it a swallowtail because it has these little tail bits kind of sticking out at the bottom of the butterfly, like a bird, like the swallow bird. In one lifetime, this male seahorse will carry and birth 1,000 teeny-weeny, squiggly-wiggly baby seahorses. He's going to have his hands full, don't you think?
Yeah, I thought girls gave birth.
Well, this is one of those strange situations where actually what he's doing is holding on to the eggs. He didn't create them. His female seahorse did. But he carries them for her.
Mm-hmm. Creates them.
Yeah.
And then the male takes them.
Yeah, he holds them for her.
Yeah.
Delivers the babies into the world. No other species does that. Isn't that interesting?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's what that is. The dad seahorse is holding the mommy seahorse's babies. In the back of this book, there are quite a few details about each one of these animals if you want to learn more about them. And it's fascinating. And I highly recommend that if you want to know more about animals, like what Philip just said about the spotted seahorse, this is your book, friends. It's really interesting. And so, my friends, check out this book. It's super interesting, and it is also
the end.
The end. Oh, is there anything else you want to say?
We'll be there for another story tomorrow.
Me too.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.